Scientists believe there are about 20 quadrillion ants on Earth these days. That's the number 20 with 15 zeros after that. Oh, and that's a conservative estimate published in an academic journal this week. And University of Gloucestershire entomologist and ant fan Adam Hart is back to talk more about ants. Adam, hello.
Hello.
I don't even know if I have a first question, except to say that's a lot of ants. What gives?
It's a colossal number, for sure. Combined together, the biomass of ants is greater than the biomass of all wild and mammals and birds, for example. And they would weigh about 20%, about a fifth of all of the humans on the planet.
I'm picturing an anthill the size of Vesuvius. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be that sort of magnitude, right? Bigger,
so,
if anything.
So how were scientists able to come up with this, clearly an estimate?
What's actually happened here is that about 500 studies have been done of ant populations and ant numbers in different types of habitats and different ecosystems and of different types of ants and so on. And what the researchers have done is drawn together all of those studies and surveys and to try and use those baseline studies as estimates of how many ants there could be out there. So yes, it's an estimate.
People are probably familiar with the nuisance of carpenter ants, but there is a lot more to ants than meets the eye.
I've seen these ants do great things. And year after year, they somehow manage to pick food for themselves and you.
Okay, that's a clip from the Pixar movie, A Bug's Life. Adam, what do ants actually do in the wild and why are they important?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. I guess we've got two aspects, really. The first is that every ant species we know is highly social. So when you find an ant, a worker ant walking around on the pavement or whatever, and you follow it, it will take you back to a nest. And in some species, those nests can be huge. The leaf-cutting ants in South America can have 8 million ants within them. Some of the big driver ant colonies in Africa can have over 20 million. So these are very social animals with highly organized societies. They're getting an awful lot of complex work done in a very, very organized way. And that has two effects. One, it makes us look at them and go, wow, which is no small thing. Mm-hmm. But the second thing that it means is that they are ecologically very important. The ants that live in the soil have these wonderful nests underground that aerate soil, structures soil, and of course they bring material from the surface down, which is involved in nutrient cycling. So that's an important thing that they do. Ants themselves, the majority of them are predators, which means they're out there on our crops, they're out there in our gardens, and they're out there in the natural world, keeping on top of different types of, I guess we would call them pests in this context, they would call them prey. They have an incredibly important role as predators, which sort of strangely, counterintuitively, actually increases biodiversity. By having predators like ants in a system, you get much more biodiverse ecosystems in terms of invertebrates and things. So they have a really important role out there ecologically. They are, if we think of insects as the glue that holds the ecosystem together, ants are almost kind of the super glue. You know, they're involved in all kinds of different interactions that are of real significance.
Give us an ant fact that everyone should know.
Quite a few species of ants we know can navigate using the Earth's magnetic field. So they can actually find their way around with an internal compass that we're only just beginning to understand that involves tiny magnetic crystals in their brain interacting with their nervous system and letting them know where they're going. So I guess in a sense you could say that ants have an inbuilt GPS system, which is at least as sophisticated as anything that we've come across in the natural world. And they are quite remarkable.
Okay. That's Professor of Science Communication and Entomologist Adam Hart. Adam, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Pleasure.